Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspence Radio, Australia's happiest podcast network.
Hey, you beautiful angels. Our sister show, the one where we have filthy dog mouths and talk about pop culture wrong, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing a live show to help recoup the costs of making the poor financial decision of starting a podcast network. If you're in Melbourne on Saturday, June 5th, and want to see myself, Jackson, and Joel Dusha live and in the flesh, just head to the link in the show notes and you can be disappointed in us in real time for the bad things we say. We're performing at the Comedy Republic at 6:30 p.m., so why not come in early and have a meal in the city? Make a night of it! Dinner, booing at your least favourite boys, a sneaky bev or two, and then home in bed by 9. The perfect way to spend a Saturday night. So once again, tickets are in the show notes. They are limited, so get in quick. Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
I'm Treestump. I'm a Goliath barbarian.
Yes, indeed. I am Glubble. I am what people call a Lockathan, is that right? Or Lockatha?
For collection, breastplate of the Hulk.
Ah.
You pick another contract.
This one says.
The bestial linen handkerchief of friendship for collection.
You
are so good at this, Falmorn says, but please let me do it.
Oh God, that's so nice.
You might be wanting this. This contract's also in the same direction as the other two that you've got going there. I, however, happen to be holding on to this one, and I would happily let you have it if I were to come along with you.
So what is Kentura is a lizard folk who can take down a bear by themselves.
Yeah, some sort of hunter.
Some sort of hunter, right.
Enjoys the wild.
Probably, Falmorn. You seem to be a friendly sort.
I don't want to cut them in.
Falmorn's so nice to you.
Yeah.
So we'll gather some supplies first, get what we need.
Shovel.
Shovel. You know that shovel. Tree stump. Yes, a shovel. And then any kind of supplies that we might need. And then we'll chuff on off.
So you get enough supplies to last you? You're probably going to have to...
How long?
You count the days.
No, I can't. How many days is this meant to take?
This would take about 12 days total.
Right, so okay. It would take about 13 days or 14 days of rations just to be on the safe side kind of thing.
Okay.
Maybe 15.
All right, 15 for Tree Stump here. She's a growing lass.
15 days each, yeah?
Yes.
Everyone can carry their own equipment. With that, off you set. You gather your party and venture forth. I know.
Are we going to be waylaid, Adam?
Well, that's a great question. Can I get one of you, because I prefer when you do it, to roll that d12? And on an 11 or a 12, there's an encounter.
Three?
All right.
Boring day.
Day one is boring. Roll it again.
Ah, another boring day.
Two.
And one more final time to get to... You going goblins first, sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Three.
The 3 days to get to the goblins, uninteresting.
Yes.
I'll let you know an encounter happens on an 11 or a 12. An 11 is a minor encounter. A 12 is a major encounter.
All right.
So a 12 is something that might fuck you up badly.
So if you want to have a bit of spice, it's 11's what we're aiming for.
Yeah. 10 is also a sighting of the scaly creature, though that's not really an encounter. That's just you see it, and then you get a chance to determine which direction it's coming or going.
All right. Ooh. Okay. Good.
You arrive at that scrubland. You can see in the distance the massive hulking figures of the ironwood trees. An ironwood tree is simply enormous. I don't know if any of you would have spent a lot of time in this region. Up to you.
No.
How far away from, say, a big lake would it be?
A few days at least.
Okay, probably not then, no.
I would have done some quests on here, but, you know, my friends don't live here. What? I'm not coming for social visits.
Okay.
The food doesn't live here. It's not my pantry.
Yes.
And I don't holiday here. So That's the big three for me. No yeah. bed, no friends, no relaxing.
Well, if this is your first time properly sighting an ironwood tree, even from a distance, it's awe-inspiring. You can tell how far away, how even at a distance, they are so incredibly massive. The diameter of these trees must be as big as a building.
My word, these are very big trees.
I just stand there with my mouth a little bit open.
Well, Kentura, standing right next to you, also has their mouth open, but they perpetually have their mouth open.
Yeah, in different yeah. reasons.
A little bird, the same bird. It's always like some sort of like
symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little bird that lives in Kentura's mouth and picks at his teeth.
That's very, very, very.
Does the bird look happy?
It's very something.
Does the bird look happy?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a bird and been like, that bird looks happy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's insane.
What do you mean?
Birds can't smile.
You don't have to smile with your beak. You can smile with all kinds of things.
You can smile with your little wings. You can smile with your tippity-tappity toes.
Some dance, some do that weird head bobble thing that they love.
Do you think that's them loving it?
Yes.
They seem happy, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen a bird look sad?
Yes.
I have. Have you, Adam?
You
ever seen a bird be insanity. Angry?
Oh, yeah.
Heaps of times.
Oh, angry little, cute.
Very cute.
Furious little bird, fluffing itself up, almost looks like it's frowning.
Oh. Yeah.
Should we become bird people?
Maybe. Become bird watchers.
You, Tree Stump, cannot tell if the bird is happy.
Can I?
Glubble, the bird seems content.
I want to maybe point out to
Kentura.
Kentura. It's a lovely little pet you have. Yeah. Yes. So anyone else been to the ironwood forest? This is the first time I've seen an ironwood tree. It's very impressive. They make, what do they make out of these? How do they cut them down? This is so...
Kentura closes his mouth and the bird disappears. And opens his mouth, the bird flies out as if it didn't really care, and maybe lands on Kentura's head, and Kentura says, I've been.
Fair enough, and you for a quest?
For fun.
For fun! What do you do for fun there, Kentura?
Hunt.
Ah! What do you hunt?
Man.
Oh, thank God none of us are that.
Cherry Cheeks takes a big step away.
Cherry Cheeks is a
halfling.
And what was Felmorn again?
Felmorn is orc. A half-elf.
Half-elf.
Oh.
Right.
Half-orc. Half-elf.
Half-elf. Good. Right, you hunt man for sport, you say.
Yes. Fun.
For fun.
Yes.
You haven't lost yet.
Play game.
Oh, you play a game. What kind of game do you play?
Hunt,
yes, of course.
Chase, man.
Yep.
Child, best.
Oh.
Child, play game, best. They run.
The game is
touch tree.
Yes.
40, home safe. Can't hunt anymore.
So it's like...
Does Kentura not know what Tiggy is?
Did he describe it wrong?
Just very, very much of just like, I want to like sweat. I don't know if a fish man can sweat, but a fish man had been sweating quite a lot and then been like, oh, right. I'll pull a kerchief out of my breast pocket and just dab that onto my forehead and be like, yes. Oh, yes. I've been playing that with this in the lake. Yes, it's quite nice. You go on. Very good, Kentura. Very nice.
Adults play bad.
Yes, they do. Yes. It's almost like it's a joyful thing that we lose when we lose our youth.
Adults say to Kentura, stop. So Kentura find children.
Yes. They're always up for bit of play, bit of game of hunt. Yes.
Kentura gets low and then, brushing some dirt aside, says, goblins here not long.
Yeah.
Anyone else, if they want, could also try to inspect the tracks.
I will hoik up my tights and I will good bend over and have a look in the ground.
I would like to bend over from the hip.
Oh, that rules.
Just and get my nose pretty much touching the ground.
Global, you cannot see. Kentura must be a better tracker than you because you cannot see. Well, they clearly are. They're a hunter and a tag player.
Yes.
You cannot see whatever Kentura is talking about.
I can't see anything at all. I look around like a very confused fish boy.
Are you also, Tree Stump, trying to check?
Yep, hands behind my back, bending down, nose touching the ground. No, it's right here.
Kentura points and you're like, maybe with your eagle eye view, you're able to see, with like a zoomed out view, you're able to see the many goblin tracks here. You would not be able to say how many goblins, but you can see that there is a host of goblins. It looks like they have some sort of riding animal as well. Several paw marks are in the ground.
Paw or hoof?
Paw.
Can I point out the paws at least?
I was just tracing it, kind of like how we did letters.
Glubble, you squint, and you can kind of work out that there is tracks here.
Oh, yes.
But, like, goblin, paw prints, that you can't work out.
I believe you, but to me it's...
Oh, it's here. And then I trace into the dirt on the paw print. See?
Thank you, Tree Stumps. Very nice. Thank you. Okay. Well,
it's easier when you draw them again.
Do you know where they're going? Says Cherry Cheeks. You were not able to. Actually, no, Tree Stump. Yeah. You could deduce which direction they went as well.
This way. And a point.
Falmorn, also stepping forward, says, well, that. Lead on, they say.
I think to myself, wow, genius. That's the right thing to do. He knew.
He did.
Yes. It is good we brought this very, very kind person, the smartest man in the world, and we walk on.
You follow the tracks for a little while, and, you're not going very quick.
But I took the bucket off.
you still need to stop every 4 hours for someone to breathe.
Big time?
I'm like, blah, blah, blah. We dig a hole?
I try digging. I'm digging with the wrong end. Oh, oops. Oh, this is a lot better. I try digging with the wrong end. I make a pile.
What?
Yeah.
You dig with the wrong end and you make a pile?
Yeah, the opposite of a hole. I'm using the wrong end. It went backwards.
I get a bad boy card.
Oh.
Give me a number between 1 and 29. There's only 29 bad boy cards.
13.
13? And it's covered in armor. One creature of your choice gains the benefit and hindrance of any armor of my choice.
Ooh.
Ooh, that is good.
Mm. I use that immediately. No, can I get you to roll the d12 while you're tracking the goblins?
8.
Nothing interesting happens while you're tracking the goblins, but you could tell that you're not, like, you keep seeing the tracks, and eventually you as well,
Glubble, yes.
Yeah, Glubble, you also see the tracks eventually as well, after enough time.
Thank you, Tree Stump, I get that, yes.
You could tell that you don't seem to be making ground. Mm. Like, they're moving faster than you because several of them are mounted on faster animals. And one of you needs to stop every 4 hours to breathe.
Yes.
If we could get there within 4 hours, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yes, well, I think perhaps we're going to be walking in during when they are resting. So we might have to cut our rest a bit short.
Yeah, if you want, you can walk through the night.
I mean, it feels like we're resting every 4 hours.
Yes, we are.
I didn't say that in character. That would be rude. That would be rude, and I'm kind. I'm a nice person.
You have a rest every 4 hours, but you don't sleep. Yes, you're not there for long enough.
You have a short rest every 4 hours, shall we say. Yes, if we perhaps walk through the night for 4 hours, of course, and dig, and then 4 hours. We could, if we cut our sleep off, and perhaps we eat our rations on the go. Don't take a smoker, as it were. I guess we could eat the rations when we're digging a hole.
I ain't happy about it, but I understand it's got to be done. Otherwise, we're not getting them damn goblins, is we?
Yeah, it's very true.
Who was that?
It was a Cherry Cheeks. They don't talk a lot, but when you do, they always have something good to say.
Yeah, I like to think I'm a fountain of knowledge. That's what my ma used to call me. Oh, fountain.
Hey.
Fountain of knowledge, but she shortened it. It's okay. Don't think too much about
it. Del Murray.
It's a nickname.
It's typically like shorter than your regular name, but yeah. In this case, it was quite longer than my regular name.
So, like for example, we could call you Stump, or we could call you Tree, or we could might call you Branch, like because a tree has branches. If we wanted to,
we could call you T. We could call you T. Because T is the first letter of
like
your name.
Like a man going for a hug.
Like a man going for a hug.
You're like a man going for a hug, indeed.
So we'll call you Big T.
Heaven.
Big T over
Big T's a good one. Big T, yes. Big T would be a good nickname for you. Yeah.
Do you like Big T?
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Big cup of tea. I have to have a bigger one, actually. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Big cup of tea.
Yeah, that's it doesn't work. Tea doesn't work if it's not appropriately sized. Cherry Cheeks gives you a weird look, Clubble.
I give the weird look back, like... Yeah, what?
Tea's got to be appropriately sized. That's the rule one of tea.
Yeah, rule one of tea is.
No, that's correct. That's correct.
That's right, big cup of tea. That is.
That is correct.
You're absolutely right, big tea. Yes.
No, big tea doesn't have the capacity to convey that they are right and knowing that you think they're wrong.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean, I'm right. Because what exactly did you mean that you needed it for it to work?
Caffeine levels get processed differently with body type.
Yeah, but you're still getting caffeine, aren't you?
Yeah, but you have to have a different amount.
If I have a little caffeine, I'm still having caffeine.
But not the right amount to keep you awake.
I don't think...
Or wake you up.
I'm just very impressed that Tree Stump knows the word caffeine.
Yeah,
no, no, this isn't Tree Stump. This is Cass.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You can't talk out of character no more. Everything you say, I'm now assuming Tree Stump's saying.
No, well then... Yeah. Oh, no, then I won't speak very much, will I? Yeah, I guess that was the plan, wasn't it?
Tricked ya.
You did trick me.
Didn't
okay.
We get your big T?
Yeah.
Anyway, Global needs a nickname now.
Yes. If you want to give it a bit of a go there.
Yeah, yeah, give it. Now you try.
Okay. Little T.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, little G would have worked.
That would have worked, yes, because my name starts with G, like Global.
And then when you're together, we can call you G and T.
That's true, see?
Show me a point of the ground. Show me.
I get a twig. Of my main finger or a twig and just write like tree stump. So T for tree stump.
Yes.
Also like tavern. So tavern. Tree stump
yes.
is the same. That is a T and that's how you say tree stump and tavern. But see, my name is Glupple and I write a big G.
Possum.
Yes, like a possum, but that's a G. A G.
Possum in tree.
Yes, possum in tree. Possum in tree. So if you want a nickname there, could be possum. Yeah.
Possum.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. When they learned that, I just saw some more marbles fall out the back of their head.
Tree Stump turns around.
Balmorn slaps Cherry Cheeks in the back of the head. Be nice.
Aww. Balmorn. I don't see it because I'm looking for the marbles.
She tries her best. But yes, possum works. Tree stump, big T and possum. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Kentura turns and says, K.
K, yes.
And gives you like a look.
I nod. K.
K.
Yeah, yes. K. Like Kentura. K. I write K on the ground. K for Kentura.
Seat on the side.
Yeah, like a seat on the side. That's K.
K. Like Kentura's mum and Kentura's dad.
Are they both Kentura?
Yes.
There you go. Kentura. Kentura.
Kentura comes from long line of Kenturas.
This is Shaken Tree Stump's world.
It was already previously
Kentura's
shaken.
Whole family are Kenturas.
Right. Do you...
Are your whole family fish?
Yes. Yes.
Are your whole family big man?
No. One big ape. One man. Yes.
What?
I look confusedly.
Kentura
at
also
possum.
Looks confused.
No,
why
no,
you
no.
draw possum?
that's a G there, Kentura. That's a G. G for Glubble. I'm Glubble.
G not spelled like that.
No? How do you spell G?
He writes G-E-E in the dirt. That's how you spell G.
Possum cats.
Yes, he's like a possum in a catching. Yes, but I'm saying my name is, I write my name, Glubble. That's my name. That's how, it's my, me, that's me.
That not fish.
No, it's Glubble.
Show me Kentura.
What?
Show me in the dirt what your name is.
He draws a fit. Oh, wait. My name?
Yeah.
He draws himself.
Kentura.
It's me, Kentura.
Why isn't my name spelled like my name? Why isn't my name spelled tree stump? Why have I got manhug?
So that is a picture, like an art. Your art? Ooh, that's opening up a can of worms.
Yes.
You know again, yes. So that's art. This is letters. So if I draw
letters.
So if we draw, say, another lizard folk, that how would you tell the difference between that person and say Kentura?
But this one's Kentura.
Yes.
So if it looks like this, it's Kentura.
So if I drew Kentura, can you do you have any brothers or sisters? Or
yes.
What are they? Do you want to draw their name?
He draws himself again. Kentura's brother. Kentura's other brother. Kentura's third brother.
Yes.
Kentura's sister.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. He draws another one. It looks identical. Kentura's sister. Kentura's other sister.
Yes.
Kentura's four more sisters.
See, see how they're all very similar?
Oh,
they're all Kentura.
He circles both of them. Kentura's brother and sister, twins.
It's actually a pretty good system, actually, Kentura, now that I think about it. But see how that like took quite a while? I want to also just be in a hole in the ground right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
So, like, you know, just like arms, as you would if you're on the edge of a swimming pool. It's very good. That's very nice. So what I would do, and then, like, see, that's very nice over there. It's very good, like, icons there. It's making a name. But over here, we can, this is a bit more, so if there were, say, other Kenturas or other lizards folk.
That aren't Kentura.
And yeah, that aren't Kentura. And like, how would they write themselves next to Kentura?
A picture of them and not Kentura.
But if you've never seen them before.
Balmorn gestures to Kentura, yes? And says, take a seat here next to Tree Stump. And Kentura does so. And then Falmorn sits in between you, Tree Stump, and Kentura, and takes out one of their books, opens it up to a page, just any page, and starts pointing out letters to you and stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
So these are words and letters. What Kentura is doing is often called, like, maybe a it's called pictogram.
That's the word I was thinking. Yes, thank you so much, Feldmorn. Thank you.
So a pictogram is different to words and letters. It looks like what it means.
But my name starts with the man giving the hug.
So that is kind of like a mix almost of letters and pictograms, what you're describing. But what Glubble here has written is your name in just letters.
The pictures.
No.
Simple pictures.
See, they look like pictures, but they're not.
Why?
Some people just do it differently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone
like,
does what they're
like
comfortable.
Like the glue in the hole.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yes, exactly. Like the glue in the hole.
They both
work. Of them would have definitely accomplished the same things, but differently.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's okay.
What's your picture?
Falmorn writes Falmorn in the... Actually, no, they probably write in like a very cursive, strange-looking script. Glubble, you know Elvish? It's Elvish.
Yeah, right. I don't think I know Elvish, but... Right.
Yeah, so this is... So
I do know Elvish.
The letters I was showing you just now, the letters and words, these are common. So this is one, it's like how pictograms and words are different, there are also different kinds of words.
I look exhausted.
Look, it's all
like,
very
like I'm trying, but I'm just like that bit of information that there's more has sent me over the edge.
Look, you don't need to worry about that.
Yes.
It's fine.
What's your nickname?
It's kind of... Teresa, if you have, say, if you were to draw our good friend Kentura, how it would look a little different to how Kentura would draw Kentura?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Do you know how sometimes I speak and you don't understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
how?
It's like a different language. Mm. It's a different way of speaking, and there's a different way of writing that matches the different way of speaking. Does that make sense?
Like how Tavern in For My Dwarf Friends isn't the man given a hug.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like that.
Yes.
It's a lot of knives and forks.
Yeah. Well, do you feel like you kind of understand? It's okay if you don't.
No, but I'd like to stop.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Felmorn pulls out an apple for you and Kentura.
Yeah.
There you go.
Good job. Yes, well
it's
done.
Nice, isn't it?
This is like one of the letters.
It is. It is. But we don't need to talk about that.
Thank you.
Yeah. But you're learning. You're doing very well. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Love some apple.
Oh, yeah, yes, I'd love a little bite of apple. Yes, I break off a bit of apple, have a bit of a knob. Then I hop out of my bath and, yes.
After that little side?
Shall
aside, yeah, you keep going. I like that for, like, you leave little ditches everywhere you go.
That's easy to track. So easily trackable.
You're filthy, by the way, because you're always covered in mud.
Yes, yes, yes. I imagine my pristine white tights. I imagine they're quite long. Not pristine
anymore. Maybe you just bring a towel.
Yes.
And you don't. Do it in your clothes.
Yes. Probably on the smart.
So there's strip down time.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Well, you can strip down while I'm digging the hole.
Yes, yes. I can put my small clothes and because I want to absorb the water.
Everyone takes on a level of exhaustion from walking through the night.
Well, mine's from thinking.
You have two levels of exhaustion.
Cass, in real life, from role playing, I was furrowing my brow and now I've got to head.
Can you roll the d12 one more time? Before you reach the goblin.
Oh, no. We've got a 10. Oh, no. We've got a 10.
10? All right. Well, it's the worst time to get it because it's night.
Damn.
All of you, your entire host, hears a roaring sound somewhere in the air. And then Kentura gets low and says, flying snake.
Oh, is that the...
Yeah, that'd be it. That'd be the thing, whatever it is.
Do I have dark vision? Do any of us have
If you have dark vision, you don't have dark vision to a sufficient range.
Okay, right.
It's up in the sky. All right, so I'm going to make a perception check for everyone. Glubble, you don't see it.
Damn.
Tree stump, no. Tree stump, no!
I look down.
Yeah, looking at the ground snake.
Snake, I don't know where snakes would go.
Kentura, looking up at the sky, points and then obviously is tracking where they can see it. Big, he says.
Right. Oh, right. Anyone else tracking it? Is it like it's...
It looks like Falmorn is also able to... Falmorn nods and says, yes, I can. I see it as well.
Are there any night birds around?
I see what you're saying. You can make a survival check.
I'll quickly make a survival check.
Yeah, you could quickly find an owl, I suppose.
Right. Can I just quickly do speak with animals?
Boop. Woo. All right.
Hello there, little fellow there. Hello. Hello, yes. That big thing that was, that big thing that you saw that made the loud sound?
Big bird.
Yes. Does that come around here often?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
I'm new to the area.
It's my first day.
Have you perhaps seen it anywhere else?
No.
Right. As we're having this conversation, yeah. I want to kind of scan for a different bird. Very nice.
You find another, I don't know, another type of owl, maybe.
So good hunting recently, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, so nice. Well, you have a good night. Excuse?
Lots of good mice.
Yeah, I can imagine. Very nice. Excuse me. Oh, delicious mice. No.
hang on, let's put a quick pause because I forget my favorite thing to do is put a timer on this.
Right. It's 10 minutes.
10 minutes? You'll be fine, probably. Unless I... drag this out. I'm going to give you 9 minutes and 30 seconds, let's say, from your current chat.
Okay, that's more than enough. Yes. Hello there, Mr.
Hello.
Yes. That big bird.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Yes.
You see it often? You see that often?
Highs, and sorry, did you say highs or lows?
Yeah, highs.
Highs. No, I do not.
Oh.
No. You don't know why, but this bird is lying to you.
Oh, perhaps if I,
it gave you a bit of food. Maybe you might change your mind.
No.
Is there anything you want? And now a quick word from our sponsors. Also, do you know we do far too many things? Like, we've gone and adapted one of our campaigns into a novel. So, if you're sick of listening to us and want to instead enjoy your own voice narrating an adventure, just head to sanspantsradio.com and grab your copy of The Audicus today. Print run is limited, but it is available as an ebook, or grab them both in a bundle. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com.
I just want to be left alone.
Right. Okay.
The bird seems to be scared of you.
Oh, sorry, don't be afraid here. I'll grab a ration or something like that. And like, would you like...
If you get close with the ration, the owl hops a little further away. No, it's okay.
I'll put it here on this branch here, and I'll back away. Is this fine?
The owl hops down and eats it.
Yes.
Are you together?
Who's the big thing?
Yes.
Oh, no. We just want to know where it's going.
I thought you were like a distraction, maybe.
Oh, no. You've got nothing to worry about from me, Mr. My name is Glubble. Nice to meet you.
I am... The owl has a moment. Names.
We'll call you Mr. Hootie. How's that sound?
Okay.
Yes. So, Mr. Hootie, where have you seen that? You've seen that big worm.
Up. 10 minutes up.
But you spoke so long.
No, I'm kidding. Sorry. Keep going.
So, have you seen that worm a lot?
Yes, sometimes.
Yes. Well, do you know which way it flies in particular?
About the same way it's flying now.
Right. And how often does it come back here? You say?
Every now and then.
Every night? Or
the owl seems to be contemplating names and time, and that seems to be really freaking them out.
So does it happen every night, or perhaps every time the moon is full?
When the moon is full?
You know that big thing in the sky?
No, it happens more often than that.
So it happens more than once a month. That's nice. As is every... is it every day?
I don't know. I'm sleeping.
Oh, sorry. Every night. My bad.
Sometimes, yes.
Yes.
Burps.
that seed.
What did you give me?
Seed must have done a bit of
poison.
A bit of ingestion there, I see. So sorry, Mr. Hoppy. So this happens every round again, right? Does it land around here, or does it just fly on by?
Has a lose again.
It has.
Highs?
Yes, highs.
You sure?
No, go lows. Go low. Always change.
Oh, he's going to trick you.
Yes, lows.
Lows?
Yes.
Will Mr. Hootie be forthcoming with any useful information? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Learning? Do you ever wish your brain would just fucking stop retaining new information and leap Harrison Ford in the Fugitive style from your brain and into a river? Well, do I have fantastic news for you? Shut Up a Second is the only podcast proven to waste the minutes of your day and the cells in your brain. Why drink to forget when you could get the same effects of a wine cask a day habit in a mere 45-minute chunk? Shut Up a Second is a podcast about literally nothing. Three people have heated arguments that will never amount to anything and spew facts that are either wrong or will never substantially change your life. Head on down to sanspantsradio.com to listen today.